OPNAV Instruction 10110.1, Nutrition and Menu Standards for Human Performance Optimization. Comprehensive Audio Study Guide. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 1. Introduction. 1. Which regulation identifies the effects of environmental factors on energy and nutrient requirements and outlines nutrition educational policy? OPNAV Instruction 10110.1. 2. Who exercises DoD responsibility for nutrition standards and education? Surgeon General, Sierra Gulf. 3. What must be established for meals served to military personnel subsisting under normal operating conditions, training conditions, and while under simulated or actual combat conditions? Nutrition Standards, Mike Delta, Romeo, Indias. 4. At a minimum, OPNAV Instruction 10110.1 will be reviewed every how many years to ensure alignment of military and national nutrition standards. 5. Chapter 2, Nutrition and Menu Standards. 1. A technical report by WHAT, in collaboration with the Navy and Air Force, will detail the basis for MDRIs. USA, RIEM. Uniform Sierra Alpha, Romeo India, Echo Mike. 2. MDRIs are which type of estimates of nutrient intakes to be used for planning and assessing diets for the healthy military population. Quantitative. 3. Nearly all nutrients have an established recommended dietary allowance or adequate intake. In addition, nearly all nutrients have a tolerable upper limit. Exceptions for military populations will be approved by whom, acting as executive manager? TSG, DA, Tango Sierra Golf, Delta Alpha. 4. MDRIs will be met, when averaged, over a 5 to how many day period? 10. 5. Which type of allowances are designed to allow active duty service members to maintain body weight under varying levels of physical activity in a temperate environment? Energy. 6. NSORs and what else are intended for use by the ration developers in planning and procurement of individual and group field rations for the healthy warfighter? NSRRs, November Sierra, Romeo Romeos. 7. The NSORs are considered nutritionally complete values for rations intended to provide sole source sustenance to the warfighter during long-term consumption periods lasting up to how many consecutive days? 21. 8. Operational ration menus will be designed so the menus, when averaged, meet the NSOR, the calculated or assayed nutrient content of edible portions of food as offered for consumption will be compared to the NSOR. Total calories from fat should not exceed 1% of calories for these rations. 30%. 9. What augments daily operational rations with additional components tailored to particular environments? Modular Operational Ration Enhancement. More. Mike Oscar Romeo Echo. 10. How many types of Modular Operational Ration Enhancement packs are available? 2. 11. Each type of Modular Operational Ration Enhancement pack provides approximately how many additional calories? 1100. 12. Restricted rations are nutritionally incomplete rations used in certain operational scenarios, such as long-range patrol and reconnaissance, when service members are exposed to extreme environments or required to subsist for short periods, up to how many days, carrying minimal weight. 10. 13. The NSRR micronutrient content was calculated as which amount of the current NSOR? 50%. 14. Survival rations include the food packet, survival, general purpose, 1400 calories, the food packet, survival, abandoned ship, 2400 calories, and the food packet, survival, aircraft, life raft ration, how many calories? 300. 15. Basic nutrient information on all rations is available in which NATIC pamphlet? 30-25. 16. MDRIs for energy are calculated to represent the average needs of individuals with reference body heights and weights. These reference measures of height and weight represent which percentile of military men and women? 50th. 17. Reference measures for weight and height of military members are 187 pounds and 69 inches for men, and 152 pounds and how many inches for women? 64. 18. Service members doing heavy work or involved in prolonged, vigorous physical training may have energy requirements that exceed what percent of the MDRI for energy? 125%. 19. MDRIs for energy are established for personnel working in which type of climates? Temperate. 20. Associated maneuvers through extreme terrain may increase requirements by approximately what percent compared to similar maneuvers conducted on a solid, grassy plot? 25%. 21. During long periods of intense physical activity, MDRIs for carbohydrate requirements range from 1.8 to how many grams of carbohydrate per pound of body weight? 3.6. 22. MDRIs for protein are based on levels established in the DRIs and on requirements during long periods of intense physical activity or periods of energy imbalance. They range from 0.8 to how many grams of protein per kilograms of body weight? 1.6. 23. Approximately what percent or less of the total calories should be consumed as fat? 30%. 24. MDRIs for fiber equate with the current DRI, 34 grams per day for men, and how many grams per day for women? 28. 25. MDRIs for iron reflect the DRI, 8 milligrams per day for men, and how many milligrams per day for women? 18. 26. During periods of light to moderate activity in a temperate climate, less than 30 degrees Celsius, 86 degrees Fahrenheit, an average daily fluid intake range of how many quarts of fluid is a reasonable goal? 2 to 5. 27. The use of carbohydrate electrolyte beverages is justified when troops maintain vigorous physical activity for more than how many hours? 3. 28. The use of carbohydrate electrolyte beverages is justified when troops have poor nutritional intake or sustain an energy deficit of how many calories or more per day? 1,000. 29. Appropriated fund food service operations will not offer dietary supplements or any products that have fortification or enrichment in excess of 100% of the daily value or contain more than how many milligrams of caffeine per single serving? 100. 30. The recommended dose of caffeine for operational utility is 100 to how many milligrams? 200. 31. Warfighters should stop ingestion of caffeine products at least how many hours before sleep periods to ensure sleep is not adversely affected by caffeine intake? 6. 32. What illustrates the five food groups that are the building blocks for a healthy diet using a familiar image, a place setting for a meal? Choose my plate. 33. What is critical to maintain adequate energy before, during, and after missions to improve performance, sleep, and reduce recovery time? Nutrient timing. 34. In support of HPO, each garrison military dining facility will offer reduced calorie menus, 1,500 to 1,600 calories a day, reflecting the guidelines of choosemyplate.gov to help maintain the weight of the force, T-0. Total fat should not exceed 30% of the energy value. Each meal should contain approximately how many calories? 500. 35. In support of HPO, garrison military dining facilities serving populations with high energy expenditures, such as initial entry trainees, will offer a reduced calorie menu containing how many calories per meal? 600 to 700. Chapter 3. Nutrition Education for Human Performance Optimization. 1. In order to maintain health and optimize human performance, all services will provide service members with a fundamental knowledge of nutrition during which period? Initial military training. 2. To provide a consistent message, nutrition education will incorporate which website and the current dietary guidelines for Americans from the USDA and U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. ChooseMyPlate.gov. 3. Military food establishments will provide a variety of healthy food and beverage choices for all members and use color-coded nutritional labeling, such as what, to reinforce the nutrition message and to encourage healthy eating habits. Go for green. 4. The services will provide comprehensive weight management programs to train the service member for effective weight management. At a minimum, these programs will include the following components: assessing readiness for change, lifestyle changes, individualized, nutrition counseling, self-monitoring, behavioral training, physical training, and what else? Relapse prevention. 5. Who are trained and proficient in practical application of nutrition science to individual lifestyles, food choices, strategies of nutrition education, and medical nutrition therapy? Registered Dietitian Nutritionists, Romeo Delta Novembers. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.